Hello, hello, this is Wedge from Killerbox Communique. You can find my exploration into internal communications and best practices over at killerbox.net. Today I'd like to talk about corporate communication channels. Now, I'm the intranet manager at a reasonably large company, so I may well be biased, but what channels are available to people? We have the intranet. Everyone knows the intranet exists, and a percentage of people actually bother to use it and read it. But I often get people emailing me or very politely calling me. It might be the first time they've ever bothered to call the internal communications team. And they say, hi, can we get something on the intranet? And I say, sure, are you looking for a permanent reference page or is it news? And they'll tell me it's news. And I'll listen to the brief and they'll tell me that something's happened at a site in an office with Dorothy. And I'll have to say, oh, it doesn't sound like it's news that has an impact on the wider audience. I'm not sure that the front page of the intranet is the right place for you and this story. What I'm saying is, oh my word, that sounds dull, as if I'm going to clog up our corporate intranet front page with news that is for seal, obvious, and of no use to anyone in their job, you know, to get stuff done, to get our tasks done, to make us feel like one company. Maybe it's a people story. So if it's a people story, isn't there room for a weekly or a bi-monthly place on the internet to highlight people stories? But then, of course, I'm thinking, company magazine. There's always a back page for a people story, for a charity story, for a passion story. But we don't always have corporate magazines, do we? We don't always have corporate newspapers. We don't always have the ability or the funds to print. So what channels are available to people? Basically, if they know their team, they're going to email them. If their team is 200 people, they're not going to be able to manage the email mailing list that they might want to use. So they're going to think about the intranet. What else should they be thinking about? As I say, I'm the intranet manager, so my focus really is the intranet. But as an internal communication specialist, I really do care what people could and should be doing. And as far as I can see, we don't offer local people any conduits, any ways of getting around the internal communications department and doing it for themselves. Now, I'm going to decentralise my intranet. I'm going to open up massive parts of the intranet so that local teams, local departments, smaller teams, lightweight project teams can do their own communications to themselves, for themselves. But also, at times, smaller teams communicating to the wider business, so bottom up. And I'm going to do that with our new intranet platform that I'm building. And if you read killerbox.net, you know that we're investing time and money in our new intranet. But apart from the intranet, what other communication channels should people be turning to? We all want to reduce email overload, don't we? So that's pretty dull. And we haven't all got Yammer, you know, the internal version of Twitter. So I am genuinely asking, hang on, we've all been doing internal communications for 5 years, 10 years, some of us 15 years, not me. What communication channels are people supposed to be using at a local level? I turn people away. Or in the future, I'll be enabling them and empowering them to do their own mini comms and mini websites on the intranet. Anyway, I'm really interested in this. I haven't had a great deal of input on this yet. If I look at the channel management system that we have in place and I look at the list of channels we have in our company, I see loads of things. Text, desk drops, leaflets, giveaways, you name it, we've thought about it. Except while we manage those channels, we don't use them because they're mass channels, they're blunt, massive channels, they're expensive to run. And they're often for emergencies or crisis communications. So while my manager will talk to me about the variety of channels that we manage as a team, I have to go back to my manager and say, well, yes, the all-hands call that's for our CEO. Well, yes, the town hall where we get whole departments together in a room and discuss a strategy or a tactic. That's not what I'm talking about. What do we use on a daily basis? If you want to help me with my daily basis comms problems, please have a look at killerbox.net/1532 and tell me what you guys do.